U.S. connections with Ireland go back to at least the mid-19th century, when a large number of Irish immigrated here. Along with those historical and cultural ties, the U.S. and Ireland also have a strong relationship based on economics and trade. The Consul General of Ireland to Chicago in the Midwest, Aidan Cronin, is discussing those connections during visits to Brookings and Sioux Falls on Wednesday. Cronin was appointed Consul General in 2011. He is Ireland's 20th Consul General to Chicago and the Midwest, and he joins us on the line. And Aidan, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Carol, hi, great to talk to you. Hello to you and to your listeners.
Well, given the popularity of such things as Irish music, Irish pubs, St. Patrick's Day, those sorts of things in the U.S., do you think the U.S. and Ireland have a special and unique bond?
We do, and you've said the word yourself, special. We always regard it and describe it as a very special relationship based on ties of kinship and history, obviously. I mean, Irish people have been coming to the United States for, well, hundreds of years at this stage and settling down here and being very successful here. So we have that historical link reflected in the fact that I think some 40 million American citizens claim Irish heritage, which is something we're very proud of. But we also have much more contemporary links as well. We've got business and trade links, obviously. We've got a lot of American tourists traveling to Ireland each year, over 1 million last year, and we expect similar figures this year. So really the links are historical links of kinship, but also modern business and tourist links and educational links and academic links and so on, right across the whole gamut of issues and areas.
Well, let's go back to the historic links. Is there a time, really, when that relationship between the U.S. and Ireland was really first forged?
Well, I suppose going back to the first basics, that the first wave of Irish emigration, the first strong wave of Irish emigration to the U.S. would have been in the mid-19th century, around the time or the years of the Great Irish Famine from 1845 to 1850. So many millions came at that stage, but in subsequent years as well, in the 1950s, the 1920s, the 1980s, there were movements of young Irish people leaving Ireland for a variety of reasons, largely economic, and a lot of them ended up here in the United States and, as I say, have made a great contribution to the U.S. So we really are woven into the fabric of the U.S.
Has that relationship between our two countries changed at all over the years?
It has. It has evolved, obviously. I mean, Ireland is still quite a young state. We are celebrating the centenary of the 1916 Rising in 2016. And the 1916 Rising was really the pivotal event in the road towards Irish independence. And there was a strong U.S. element in the background, if you like, of the 1916 Rising. Five of the seven signatories to the proclamation of the Irish Republic at that time had spent periods of time in the U.S., and one of them, Tom Clark, was in fact an Irish citizen. Money was collected here to support the move towards Irish independence back in Ireland. And when the Rising took place, just to give you an extent of the level and degrees of interest here and what was happening in Ireland, for 14 straight days after the Rising, stories related to the events in Dublin occupied front page columns in the New York Times. So it really was something that resonated with, obviously, with the Irish immigrants here, but I think across the board here, people would have been very interested in what was happening back in Ireland then. And of course, if you move on several years, just this year we're celebrating the 90th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Ireland and the U.S. Ireland opened diplomatic relations with the U.S. 90 years ago, and the U.S. was the first country that we established diplomatic relations with. So we're very proud of that, and I think, again, it speaks to the special relationship between the two countries. So the U.S. has been a good friend to Ireland, really, from the foundation of the state back in 1922.
And you also look at the history of leaders in the U.S. With Irish heritage. Kennedy certainly pops into mind first of all. So there's that link. How important do you see that link between the two countries?
Oh, it's of huge importance. I mean, I wasn't around at the time, but President Kennedy visited Ireland not shortly before he was unfortunately assassinated. He was in Ireland earlier that year, going back to his home place in Enniscorthy, County Wexford, where his forefathers had immigrated from some years previously. And I know from people who were there and from people who were in other parts of Ireland when he visited that it was a hugely emotional homecoming. This was somebody, the descendant of Irish immigrants, who had left from a relatively humble background and who had risen, obviously, to the heights of the presidency here in the United States. And for him to come home really said a lot about, again, the relationship between Ireland and the U.S. and, I suppose, what Ireland has given to the U.S. in terms of somebody like John F. Kennedy. And, of course, there are others, maybe not so obvious, but, for example, Barack Obama, President Obama, the current president, visited Ireland in 2011, and I was lucky enough to work on that visit. He visited his eighth cousin, Henry VIII, down in Moneygall in County Offaly, believe it or not. So we really have the links from JFK, but also to President Obama. And of course, in between, President Reagan, for example, had Irish roots, and he visited his home place, if you like, Ballyporeen in County Tipperary, back in the 1980s, I guess. So really, the links are there to many, many presidents. And the links go back even further to the Declaration of Independence, when I think eight of the signatories were of Irish lineage, and I think three of them had actually been born on the island of Ireland. So again, that's something we're very, very proud of.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with the Consul General of Ireland to Chicago in the Midwest, Aidan Cronin. He is going to be in South Dakota coming up on Wednesday with talks in Brookings and in Sioux Falls. And Aidan, you touched briefly on the economic ties. What are some of the economic ties that the U.S. and Ireland have today?
Well, they are as strong as they ever have been. There are over 500 U.S. multinationals with operations in the U.S., between 300 and 500 U.S. multinationals. The U.S. is our second largest trading partner, so it's very much a two-way street. And those U.S. multinationals make a very, very important contribution to the Irish economy in terms of the 100,000 people at least that they employ, in terms of the spin-off businesses and industries and so on. So we're very happy to have them, and we're very happy that they are staying and that more are coming week on week. But of course, as I say, it's a two-way street. We also have numerous Irish companies based here in the U.S., also creating tens of thousands of jobs, and some of them based up in Sioux Falls, or in South Dakota, at least, I'm happy to say. Companies like Glanbia, one of Ireland's largest multinationals, recently opened a 64,000 square feet facility up there, and they're involved in the ingredients business. Another company, Plymouth Energy, is based just over the border in Iowa, another Irish-owned company. I know that there are a number of Irish dairy farmers and dairy farms being run by Irish dairy farmers. So we're very proud of that the links are historical but also contemporary, that we're making a contribution to the South Dakota economy. And a company like Daktronics, based in South Dakota, which recently acquired an Irish company called Data Display, is in turn making a contribution to the Irish economy. So, as I say, that's something we're very grateful for.
What is your job, Aidan, as the Consul General of Ireland to Chicago in the Midwest?
It's the most often asked question. Mm-hmm. Often, when my two young children, they say, "Dad, what is it exactly that you do?" My job is essentially, I suppose, there's three legs to it, if you like, to promote Ireland here in the Midwest, to promote our economic interests, our trade interests, to promote Irish culture, and to interact, obviously, with the Irish community. It's also to inform the wider community about Ireland, about events in Ireland, about the economy, the politics of Ireland, Irish culture, and so on. And it's also to foster good and stronger relations between the Midwest and Ireland. So that covers a multitude in terms of, I speak about the economy, I speak about the political situation back in Ireland, I speak about and promote Irish culture, I promote academic and educational contacts between the two countries, between the Midwest, obviously, in my case, and Ireland. So there's a whole range of issues that we cover. But if I were to put it into a nutshell, I suppose my job is to represent and to promote Ireland here in the Midwest.
Do you think there are certain things about Ireland that maybe Americans don't understand, or perhaps there are certain stereotypes or maybe even misunderstandings, even given the close relationship between the two countries?
Look, I think every country suffers from stereotypes. And I suppose one of our stereotypes is the pub culture. That I've rarely to meet an American tourist who's come back and hasn't sampled a pint of Guinness. But that's a positive as well, because we like to say that, you know, Irish people, so US tourists who go to Ireland, they will enjoy our music, they will enjoy our food, they will enjoy our drink, they will enjoy the golf, they will enjoy the scenery, hopefully they'll enjoy the weather. So there's really a whole range, our offering covers a whole range of areas.
Now, as far as your job as the Consul General, have you been to South Dakota before?
No, I haven't. It's my first visit, and it's an overdue visit. You may be aware that I think it's 10% of South Dakota citizens claim Irish descent. So we've quite a constituency up there, an Irish-American constituency. So I'm really looking forward to my first visit. I'm looking forward to meeting with the Irish community. We've got a very strong and very vibrant Sioux Falls Irish club up there. So looking forward to that. And as I say, it'll be good to weave in the different parts, the business aspects of it and the community aspects of it, because both are important to us.
How often do you get the opportunity to get out from Chicago and to visit the various states that in the Midwest?
I get out a bit, but Chicago is so demanding in terms of the work here, which is fantastic, obviously. There's a lot going on here in terms of Ireland. There's a lot of interest in Ireland. But I do get out and about as much as I can. I haven't been to all the 13 states we cover yet, but I'm hoping to. That would be the plan. So maybe North Dakota next.
So you've enjoyed your past few years doing this job?
It's been very fulfilling. I came here at a time when the Irish economy had been through a very difficult period. And I suppose for the first year, we were really explaining our plans for Ireland's economic recovery. And I'm glad to say that economic recovery has now taken root and is well underway. So the economy has rebounded. So for me, I'm now telling a much more positive story, whereas the story I was telling you maybe in my first 6 months there was slightly negative. Now it's much more positive in terms of Ireland's economy, which is the fastest growing economy in Europe this year, in terms of the employment being created, in terms of the unemployment figures coming down, albeit too slowly. So really, it's very fulfilling to be able to tell people about all that's good about Ireland, whether it's the economy, whether it's trying to attract tourists to Ireland, whether it's trying to attract business to Ireland. It really is good to be able to have a positive story to tell, which is what I have now.
Aidan Cronin is the Consul General of Ireland to Chicago and the Midwest. He's addressing the South Dakota World Affairs Council Wednesday at noon at Daktronics in Brookings. He's also in Sioux Falls on Wednesday evening for a 7 o'clock presentation at Augustana College's Gilbert Science Center. That's coordinated by the Sioux Falls Irish Club. Both presentations are free and open to the public. And Aidan, I know you have a meeting to go to, so I'll let you go. But thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks a lot, Carl. I hope it was interesting for your listeners. So thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. And as I say, looking forward very much to landing in Sioux Falls tomorrow morning.
Safe travels to you.
Thanks a lot, Carl. All the best. Bye-bye.